Good morning, afternoon, or night. Whenever you happen to be listening to this, I hope you are having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. Today I'd like to talk about the shadow of God. It's a concept that you may be surprised to find is used a lot in the Bible. Sometimes it's used interchangeably with the word shade, but they're both conveying the same ideas. So what do we find out about God and his shadow? Well, there are verses that talk about the shadow of his wings and the shadow of his hands. We're going to focus on his wings. And what we find is that his wings provide protection. They are a refuge. Now, strength and protection are strong words and paint a picture of God as strong and mighty, which, you know, he is. But listen to how Jesus describes the protection he provides. In Matthew 23:37, he's addressing the Pharisees and rebuking them for their hypocrisy for showing off, along with a whole list of other things. He says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones God's messengers, how I have wanted to gather your children together as a hen protects her chicks beneath her wings, but you wouldn't let me." Did you get that image there? A hen protecting her chicks under her wing. That's a delicate kind of image, right? And when we look back, we find that the Psalms talk about being protected under the shadow of God's wings quite often. Psalm 57:1, "Have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed." Psalm 36:7, "How precious is your unfailing love, O God. All humanity finds shelter in the shadow of your wings." And Psalm 63:7, "Because you are my helper, I sing for joy in the shadow of your wings." The wings of God, of Jesus, are strong enough to be a refuge, but the protection of the shadow, the shade they provide for us, is gentle, caring, and loving as a hen gathers her chicks under her wing. It is there in the shadow of Christ's wing, in his presence, where we can feel the beat of his heart, the warmth of his body, and find peace for our souls. David knew intimately about the Lord as his protection and refuge. He chose to abide in the shadow of the Almighty, and not just when things got tough. God was his strength, his protector, and within that shadow, under the firm protection of Christ's wing, there is also the love and care of our Lord. Again, there is peace to be had in the presence of Jesus. Now, there's a lot going on in the world today. In fact, when isn't there something going on, right? And things have spiraled pretty quickly. Doctors are doing what doctors do and scrambling to find a cure and vaccine. Governments are doing what governments do and making decisions they think is best. The media is doing what the media does and reporting what they find. But what are Christians doing? What are you doing? In the shadow of crisis, who or what are you turning to as your protection and refuge? If everyone else is doing what they're supposed to be doing, shouldn't we be doing the same? We need to be joining Christians around the world and praying. We need to be seeking God before all else. Even as things hit close to home, we should be doing what Christians do, consulting the Lord. He is our refuge and our fortress. He is the peace that passes all understanding. Be wise. Stay safe. But know that this is just as much a spiritual battle as it is a physical one. Our faith is tested during times like these. When things seem scary, hopeless, out of control, we need to choose to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There's protection beneath his wings, spiritual protection, a protection that keeps our faith grounded and secure through all of this. There is hope, love, joy, and security in the presence of God. In the shadow of the cross, where others see nothing but the shadow of death, we know there is life. Make sure throughout these coming weeks that you are trusting in God. Make sure you are abiding under His shadow. Hold fast to His word and promises. Pray to Him for yourself and for others. Seek His presence and love under His wing. Know that no matter the test or storm, He is still Lord. He is still your refuge. Be so secure in your faith that people around you will want to know, how can you still be so full of joy and so calm during these times? And then, when they ask, point them to beyond the shadow of the cross, to the light of the world. As always, thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk. And remember, we are all in progress. Peace.